Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Hi, I'm Dean.
It's your boy, Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week, we're going to have a look at 2019 and the upcoming films, the things that we're looking forward to most, the things that we're looking forward to but think might actually suck in the end, and the things that we actually are pretty certain are going to suck. So those are the categories for tonight's episode. But first, we have had our competition on Facebook to win a free t-shirt. Woo-hoo! So we have a lucky winner for that t-shirt, and that winner is... Who is it, Dean?
It is Trish. Trish.
Yeah, that's who it is.
More specifically, so Trish's son.
Right? Oh, well, yeah, it's pretty much her son.
Trish is the winner today.
Yay.
Yes, so we're going to get into contact with you if we haven't already by the time this episode drops.
Hopefully we have.
And we will get all the details to send that free t-shirt out to you. Woo! If you want to get a t-shirt yourself and you missed out on this competition, you can buy one from our Redbubble page at MBB Podcast.
You can enter the runner-up competition. Yeah. And it only costs you $23.
That's it.
It will only cost you that. And, you're guaranteed to win.
In exchange for money.
Yeah. Guaranteed money. To win.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Exactly.
Winner every day.
Yeah. Every day. Sure. Yeah. Every day that you enter it, you will get a t-shirt.
These t-shirts are a beautiful cotton blend. They breathe. They're great design. Yeah. And they're just so durable. So, you know.
They are. As someone who actually owns one, not the design that has our faces on it. I own one of the other design.
I feel like
I can't actually walk around with the shirt that has our faces on it because I don't feel comfortable.
I feel like you need that. Yeah, you would. We need that behind this, like that background music from The Price is Right for this segment. So yeah, let us look at what you win today.
It's a cotton blend t-shirt.
All right,
cool. Nerds Before Birds washing machine.
Yeah, so feel free to enter the runner-up competition for those people.
Congrats,
there.
Trish.
Congrats to Trish again, and we will be in contact with you. Anyway, so getting into this week's episode, what are we looking forward to most? I'm going to go with you, Paul. What are you looking forward to most this week, this year?
This year.
And this week as well, coming up this
week.
Year.
I'm most excited for Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
But for the year.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like this one's pretty easy to figure out coming from me.
Yeah.
I'm most excited for Star Wars Episode 9.
That's fair.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to be great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What in particular are you looking forward to in Episode 9? Are you looking forward to some answers from maybe Episode 7?
Episode 8. Look, we're not getting into this.
We're just going to skip over episode 8.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing how. Look, we can all agree.
Yeah.
Ryan did some things that were questionable.
Yeah,
I'll meet you in the middle on that one.
Yep. Yes.
No more casino planets. Just go away. But
I feel like that this whole next episode is going to be just a whole Canto Bight episode. Like,
I would love that.
It's just going to be Canto crap, and that's it. Yeah,
no, Canto that's, crap.
That we won't even. We even
that definitely yeah, shows that we're listening to the fans for sure.
The Canto
Star Wars
back.
Episode 9 Canto crap.
The Canto Bites back.
Yeah,
hustling Anyways. For them coins. No, I think it's gonna be great. I'm really looking forward to how JJ's going to end it.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon there's going to be I reckon there's a lot of stuff that he can salvage, and I'm still very adamant that once Episode 9 comes out, it's going to make Episode 8 better. It will, because you're going to be like, oh, I see what's happening here. That's brilliant. It's going to be like Empire. So
it's just going to make episode man. 8 even better
Empire
than it actually is.
Empire right? when it came out.
It did. Why you were
did
right.
it? Did it really?
Yes.
Yes. We know. Everyone knows but, this. It was critically and commercially panned by everyone.
It was.
No.
And now it's considered the best Star Wars
the
movie
best
ever.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
but
it wraps up.
But you think about it. Exactly. Well, you think because Empire Strikes Back really probably wouldn't be as good if it didn't have the wrap up of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To wrap up all the, because otherwise you just would
no,
be left
because,
anticlimactic.
Like, look, if you want to go down that route,
let's
no,
go.
You can look yeah, you can look at Infinity War from last year.
Okay.
It doesn't have a wrap up and it's a fantastic movie and everyone is like, yeah, this is great kind
but
of thing.
But what you're missing, so, Jason, is the fact that Infinity War is the culmination of 10 years of movies. It is 20 movies leading to
but it's
Infinity
Star
War.
Wars.
If it
it's
was
Star
the,
Wars.
If it was the second movie,
yeah.
It would get slayed.
Yeah, well, sure. Okay, let's go down that. This is 30 years okay. of Star Wars yeah. that comes into episode yeah. 8.
But only
yeah,
9
but
years
of Star Wars, every year,
and
they
still made a crap movie. Anyways, okay, look, okay, we're going to fight about this probably closer to the date, but yeah, so
Jason's
episode 9
wait
is your...
Jason's going to wait
till
he gets some backup,
your,
I think. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for it to
get
drop.
A couple more guys,
look,
Jason.
I think J.J. Abrams will actually do a good job yeah. of episode 9.
For sure.
I think if he sort of... I hope he doesn't completely ignore episode 8 as much as I don't like episode 8. I think it's important to build on the foundation that has been made in the previous movie. Not neglect
burn.
It.
Wicked burn.
But anyways, or throw out everything. So I think...
Ryan
I think
Johnson
he'll do a
wasn't
good job,
the one that put Luke Skywalker on that island in isolation. Just saying.
Luke Skywalker
That's
put
true.
Himself
mm-hmm.
on that island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You tried training an entire bunch of Force Jedis
fair
and
enough.
Have them all lose
fair
their
enough.
Mind.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. that was respecting what came before. Anyway. Continue.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So that's your number one for the thing that you're looking forward to most. What
Can
about
wait.
You, Dean? What are you looking forward to
all
most
right.
this
now,
year?
I'm pretty okay. So it wasn't
pretty,
Paul's top.
Okay,
I'm pretty, and that's it. And thank you, guys.
I'm looking
forward to being pretty this year. I'm going to see a lot of doctors. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, I was pretty sure that one of you guys would have got this as well. So it's probably I've probably stolen yours, Jace, if I haven't stolen Paul's, because it's. Pretty obvious, unless you guys both decide not to go with the pretty obvious.
Is
but
it
anyway,
Endgame?
It is Endgame. I'm so excited
yeah, fair enough.
For Endgame.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
No, it's not
awesome. Going to
be good.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
awesome.
It's going to
wrap
up. The
last one was great.
It's going to respect what came before it. It's going to be so much better than the crap show that was Infinity War that didn't
stupid.
Have any.
You guys, we all agreed on this movie.
Yeah, I don't know who we're ripping on right now.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I think I just read. This is not pertaining
are
to
you
Endgame.
In, are
it's
you
just
sorry?
A Marvel a thing. Who was
cool.
Who was the Guardians guy who got fired for tweets? Who's that?
James Gunn.
Did you
Gunn,
hear
yeah.
what he just got signed to?
Was it Suicide Squad?
Suicide
yes,
Squad 2.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is he directing?
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
He's directing it.
He was writing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on, Dean. Endgame.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, Endgame. I'm just pumped to see it. It's Infinity War managed to somehow make the roof of excitement and anticipation behind the MCU and everything in it just even higher. It kept building. And this whole year, I don't think people have stopped coming up with theories, coming up, like, you know, the hype's just been rolling for a whole year since Infinity War came, and it has not stopped. They're every week there are new articles, new rumors, new everything. It's so awesome. And
there are people that I've talked to who are like, the Captain Marvel trailer looks kind of stupid, and I don't think I'll like that movie, but I'm going to go because I just want to see the post credit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Yeah. He goes to see a movie just to see the post-credits scene for the next movie.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
That is really weird.
Somehow Marvel have managed to sell tickets for Captain Marvel basically as a trailer for Endgame.
The Endgame.
It's insane. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see how they wrap these storylines up. Can't wait to see how, you know, the heroes come back, what they're actually going to do. I can't wait to see what theories are right.
Yep.
That's one of the most thing, like one thing that I find exciting about the MCU all the time is like, I sit there, it's like, okay, which one of my theories turned out true? Which ones didn't? Let's take this off and, you know, let's have a bit of a competition.
I think that's where like coming into Infinity War was actually really kind of, it was really surprising in a lot of ways because I went into it thinking, oh yeah, they're going to kill off like Iron Man or Captain America.
Right.
But then they just killed off everyone else. And you're like, oh, that's surprising.
That's what everyone was like. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're going to save the day, but we might lose Cap. We might lose Iron Man.
Yeah.
But it's like, no. That.
They're fine.
For sure.
They're
fine.
They'll be all right for a little bit. Yeah, fair enough.
If you haven't seen the trailer for Endgame, head over to our YouTube channel. And,
We have three of them for sure.
I'll ruin it for you. You know what? Like, so I seen the trailer for Endgame just recently when I went to the cinemas last. I think what was it? Spider-Man. What did we review recently?
Spider-Man.
Or Aquaman, I think. Yeah. Anyway, so I seen it, and after watching it and also doing our parody trailer on our YouTube channel, so that's Nerds Before Birds on YouTube there. So we've got the parody trailer on there, and all I can see now when I watch the actual trailer is our parody one, and it kind of ruins it a little bit, and I'm like, oh no, I've ruined the movie for myself.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it kind of like, it undermines the tension that I would normally feel in that trailer otherwise. But
you just see Tony Stark stroking a photo of the
the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's that's all I can see. Anyway, so getting on to my thing that I'm looking forward to most. And unlike you, Dean, I really am looking forward to Endgame the most, but I thought I'd try and look for something a little bit less.
He doesn't
less,
want to go too mainstream, Dean.
Of course.
Yeah,
no.
Less mainstream. And I'll go with something that's...
It's probably going to be like a Lego movie too or some crap.
No, it's not actually. So it's actually a movie called Captive State. I don't know whether you guys know anything about
Captive
this movie.
Captive State?
Yeah.
When was it released?
And it looks like... It's going to be released this year.
Which decade?
Yeah, whatever. Nice. Okay, anyways. So,
1919, I think.
That's a blue release this year, though.
It's its 30th anniversary release.
Jason, cannot wait. You probably haven't heard of it, though.
No. Anyways, so it's a movie that kind of looks like a cross between Oblivion and, I want to say, like 1984 or something like that. Ooh. Like, so there is this alien force that's come to Earth, and it's been it's taken over Earth for 10 years. And there's people that are going along and compliant to the alien race. And then there's a bunch of people that are trying to rise up and defeat them and all that kind of stuff. So it looks really interesting. It's directed by Rupert Wyatt, who also directed Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Mm. And it's starring John Goodman, Vera Farmiga, and Ashton Sanders, who is also in Moonlight. It looks amazing. Like, it looks so cool.
What's it called, sorry?
It's called Captive State.
Captive State.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those movies I feel like it'll go a little bit under the radar for most people.
Yeah,
but
right.
It just looks really cool. Like, it definitely looks like something that I will love. Another movie that, because you mentioned James Gunn, another movie that it reminded me of before that I kind of was, it was on my list of maybe movies that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
But it's called Brightburn. Have you heard much about that?
Oh. No.
Yeah. Yes. So Brightburn is a Superman origin story.
Oh, yeah.
But if Superman was evil.
Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer to this. It looks
It crazy. Looks like really freaky.
Yeah.
So the whole origin story of, like, you know, an alien child crash lands on Earth, and like the Martha Kent and what's, is it Jonathan Kent? Is that the, like, you know, the parents?
Yeah.
So it's like those two characters adopt him, but he's evil kind of thing. Like, so he's going to like,
yeah. Like a cross between Smallville and The Omen or something like that.
Yes, yes, definitely. And that looks really cool too.
Yeah.
But though, Captive State definitely is the movie that I'm really keen to watch. I think it'll be awesome. I really liked what Rupert White did with Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I think he's a great director. Mm-hmm, yeah. So really keen to see what he does with this film, and hopefully it actually makes some money. Because it's a nice original kind of
movie. If not, movie. It looks but, like yeah. they could said, possibly.
I hope it makes some monkey.
Hope it makes a monkey.
Like, oh, Planet of the Apes.
Not enough movies are making monkeys anymore.
We need to support these monkeys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Anyways, so that's my thing that I'm looking forward to most at the moment. Anyways,
if it doesn't make money, they from the looks of, like, you know, just the posters and stuff, it could they could probably just chuck it into the Cloverfield universe.
Yeah, it really looks like it could be a Cloverfield movie. Like,
yeah.
Well,
John Goodman's
could definitely
already
fit in there.
So
exactly, there yeah. So maybe it's a secret Cloverfield universe movie.
Hopefully,
like, it gets to the end credits and it goes Captive State, Cloverfield, or whatever. Oh, yeah.
That was shocking.
That one. Anyway. Yeah. If you're wondering what we're talking about, refer to last week's podcast. Anyways. So let's get on to what we're looking forward to, but we think will suck or potentially will suck. And we're a little bit like hesitant to jump into these ones. So, Dean, for this one, how about you go first?
What
do you, don't you take
look
mine.
Forward to, but you're worried?
I will. Yeah. I'll try not to take yours. No promises. Okay. So this movie, it's a sequel to another movie. So already, you know, excited, but then. Oh, I cannot match what happened in the first one.
Is it Lego movie?
And, sorry?
Is it Lego
is
movie?
It what?
Lego
no.
movie?
Ah, it's not Lego okay. movie. Okay, it's basically, so the thing is with this one, I'm excited for it. It hasn't been much buzz around this movie until like this week when they released a poster and the new title. And that is Zombieland 2.
Yes. Yeah, right. I forgot that. Is that coming out this year?
It's coming out this year.
Yeah. That was
title
a
is amazing. Like, they released the title this year, this week, and it's hilarious. Do you want to know what it is?
What is it?
It's Double Tap.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Zombieland 2, Double Tap.
Okay.
It's, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Thing is, I don't know if it can compete with, like, because Zombieland kind of just happened and it came out of nowhere, and
it was like Kingsman or John Wick, like,
yes,
they just they were there, and you're like,
lightning in a bottle,
holy crap,
kind of
lightning in a bottle, that's it,
yeah,
storm in a teacup,
and it's all like,
those
recent hits that you mentioned, like, they were great, but then the sequels that were made just didn't quite match up, and so if they're anything to go by, I feel like, especially one that a sequel to a movie that was out 10 years ago when the zombie genre was super big, that kind of came and went.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's heaps more that you can do in this universe. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm basically going to try my best not to get my hopes up for this.
That's fair.
And hopefully I'll enjoy it.
That's fair.
But yeah, I just got a sinking feeling about it. Anyway. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. That's fair. I did enjoy the first Zombieland. Oh, I think it was, like you say, it was sort of lightning in a bottle. And
for ages, people were repeating his rules. Like, don't stingy with your ammo. Yeah.
For sure.
Things like that. You know, the fat ones die for the cardio. Rule one, cardio. Mm.
Yeah, cardio.
Rule one, It was basically the American Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Really.
That's fair.
And a lot of people, like, you know, I thought it measured up in a lot of ways to that. Anyway, and so I feel like this one is going to be, it's going to be hard to beat or hard to, like, even equal.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Would you be happy walking out of that movie going, yeah, that was all right?
I would be happy if I just have fun. That's fair. Like I'm hoping for a 22 Jump Street.
That was actually really good.
Awesome.
I hope you haven't got the Lego Movie 2, right?
No, I don't think anyone has the Lego Movie.
Yeah, anyways, but I feel like that's actually going to be decent because Phil Lord and Chris Miller are back for that because they lost their job with Solo, so that freed them up for Spider-Man, and
they know how to make
it. Make it 2.5 hours. They might be a chance.
Yeah. I think so. But yeah, it'll probably be decent. And I think the initial reviews have been pretty good for Lego Movie 2.
Okay. Is that your one? Or
no. I'm not going to choose an animated movie. Go. You know me.
You know
me. Anyways, Paul. Yeah. Paul, what is your, what you're looking forward to, but you think will suck?
Look. I'm kind of breaking the rules. I have two. I really couldn't decide.
Stop.
One
of them. Stop.
I hope you don't have one of mine.
And throw out like 12. All right?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, movies that I'm excited about.
I subtly threw out two for like movies that I'm excited about before. But yeah, you guys didn't.
That's why there are sneaky ways to do this, Paul. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one is John Wick 3.
Yes.
I like the John Wick world. I'm excited for it. And if the action is what it usually is, awesome. The second one, the story wasn't that strong. And I think pushing it to a third is bold.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that movie.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes the second one comes out and in retrospect, it can be better because of the third one.
Being taken? Oh, I see.
Anyway.
But here's the thing. With John Wick 3, like I feel like John Wick was great, but then John Wick 2 was announced. You're like, oh, okay, cool. John Wick 2 managed to build more hype about the next one than what, you know, the first one did for the sequel.
And I guess they did a proper cliffhanger ending.
Yeah, yeah. I hate cliffhanger endings.
Do you?
I can't say words either.
You just said it correctly, though. You tried to say it wrong and you said it correctly.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it wrong.
Jason can't even fail even when he tries.
I tried to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's just like they've made a franchise out of a movie that I don't think needed to be a franchise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because number one,
that's fair.
Is just awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't need a sequel. Like, there's nothing in it that really warrants a sequel. As much as when it first came out, I was like, I want to see more of this world.
Yeah.
The second one wasn't, it doesn't really deliver on that. It's just more of the same almost. And I feel like the action still in the first one is way better than the second.
Totes.
Hitting a guy with a car, doing a 180 and hitting a guy with the car is pretty awesome.
Yeah. But now he's fighting ninjas on motorbikes whilst he's on a horse.
Yeah.
That doesn't look very good.
Well, let's see about that one.
There was, there was a moment because the second one I wasn't really into until that moment at the party. And there's like that one scene. It's not even where after he's just, you know, killed the target. This is kind of like midpoint of John Wick 2.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where
when
I feel
in the
like
catacombs sort of thing.
Like, yeah, the catacombs. And he walks past his mate.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, John. Say, like, hey, you working? Say, like, unfortunately,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, I'm fully into this now. But that was happened like halfway through the movie.
And they end up fighting their way into the other continental and they're you don't fight on continental grounds. And then all of a sudden they're having a drink.
And so, they're just sitting down. That was cool. And but unfortunately, it happened too late into the movie. First one, you're kind of like right there from the start. Sorry, go.
No, you go. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say.
Oh, when they were like, they put a bounty on his head. And he like, you see him kill a guy with a pen and then kills another guy with a pen. You're like, is sick.
So there are some pretty awesome
Do you know
moments,
if common, Is Common coming back for the sequel and Ruby Rose?
I think he is. Let me double check this.
I got it.
Yeah.
Just let me think about it for a second. Hang on.
Is he? Halle Berry's in it. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Halle Berry is actually Common's character. Just had a sex change and
Sophia
gone through some changes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that was a weird joke, but that's anyway.
Move on. Yeah, bold.
Feel free to cut that, man.
No. So, John Wick, and I'm also looking forward to, but think will suck, MIB International.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Thor Ragnarok reunion.
Yes.
But,
But aliens.
I'm with you on that.
Just put on some suits. Yeah.
I think it's going to be like the reboot of Ghostbusters, where it's like, it's funny, but there's like a lot of nods to the old one, and it's like, do you get it? Look. Slimer.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
For sure.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Back to John Wick 3 for a second. Okay. I'm pretty sure I already know how it's going to end. So
he'll die.
I'm not so late. Well,
he'll be with his wife.
Basically, he'll be on his deathbed almost. And then Lawrence Fishburne's character will come over and is like, okay, you have to wake up now. Then you find out that it's actually Morpheus
in
the cover.
Blue pill. What do you want?
Neo's been in this weird coma state since The Matrix 3. And the last couple have been like this, you know, weird dream where he's back in the, you know, The Matrix as an assassin.
Let's and not talk about The Matrix 3.
There you go. John
movie.
Wick is in
not
the Matrix
everything
universe.
Has to be a secret sequel though.
But it's so much better when it is.
How blown away would you be if that was actually the case? Would you just be like,
that would have been amazing.
I called this in February.
It'd be so
You listen to the podcast again.
Like, imagine if MIB International, you know, probably gonna be a crappy movie, but then right at the end, Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill rock up. And you're like, it's a 21 Jump Street spin-off.
Well, because they were talking about doing a 21 Jump Street and MIB crossover.
Wasn't it Ghostbusters and MIB?
Mm-mm.
No, it's 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street, yeah.
That's
But
weird.
Sure, Ghostbusters as well. Why not? We're getting another one of those.
Well, let's just reboot Back to the Future while we're at it.
Yeah. Funny you say that.
Please,
I'm kidding. Oh,
don't. No.
That's me.
Anyway, so Jason. What I'm going to ask myself the question because nobody ever asks me things.
You're
what I'm looking forward to.
How much more attention do you want?
Look, Jason, what do you think about...
Would you like a free t-shirt, Jason?
It's like I'm watching Glass right now.
Yeah.
Jason's
man, you should
not
watch Glass.
You now, I promise.
I don't know. I wish we were actually watching Glass. It would have been a good podcast. It's not even the horror one. It won't be a horror movie.
I can't
believe
I haven't seen that yet.
So what I'm looking forward to, but I'm just worried will suck, and that is Terminator 6.
What?
Because so November has Terminator.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are some good things that are like promising for the untitled sequel, and that is that Tim Miller, the director of the original Deadpool, is directing it. They're going to ignore all the sequels and jump from Terminator 2 Judgment Day straight into Terminator. It'll be basically Terminator 2.5. So that's kind of promising. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to play a real life character that is not like a Terminator sort of thing. So he's going to be
like
basically either like, an actual human that the Terminators are modeled after.
He's credited on IMDb, by the way, as the Terminator.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because he's going to eventually become the Terminator.
Maybe that's nickname.
That's it.
He
could be a gangster.
It just stuck.
Maybe
but,
just like
Linda Hamilton, that is the biggest news.
Sorry. Continue.
The biggest news, though, is that Linda Hamilton is back, which is awesome.
That's
because she
awesome.
Hasn't been in the series since Judgment Day. And they killed her off in Terminator 3 off screen, which was really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing them back, and this is the first one that James Cameron will actually be like actually involved with. So there are things that are promising about it. And I've always loved Terminator, like the series, even though I know the like Genesis was terrible. Salvation was terrible. Even I sort of feel like Terminator 3 was bearable.
Tolerable?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, like it hasn't really been good since Judgment Day. And so yeah. I'm hoping that this brings it back to form, but I am sort of very skeptical that that this can be salvaged or they should probably just let it die.
Though, last year they did a similar thing with the Halloween series. And I didn't see it, but apparently that was a very good movie because they didn't they did the same thing. They ignored all the sequels, and this was like a direct sequel to the first one, right? So like 30 years later.
That's what I haven't seen it myself either, and I've actually it's on my list of things to watch. But but yeah, and it's mainly because of the reviews that I want to watch it. I wouldn't really be interested otherwise, but yeah, because it's sort of back to form for that series as well. So hopefully
happens.
This is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like it's happened before with franchises when they've just like re-injected some life into them. Like the Planet of the Apes series was well and truly dead.
Oh yeah.
It was dead. Mm. You know, the first time it died was with like the after 4 to 5 in the original series. They were like just terrible, those early movies. And then, you know, it died again when Marky Mark came into it. and then with Rise of the Planet of the Apes, with Rupert Wyatt bringing his direction to it and just something a little bit more grounded, it was a much better series. So hopefully this is the same case where like we find something that is thought unredeemable and they bring it back and we get like some awesome Terminator movies again, which would be great.
Maybe. But
I am skeptical. So
fair enough.
So, but yeah. Hopefully we'll see in November.
We'll
see
that one. I think we can see right now, but
yeah, I think it will. I don't know. We'll find out. But anyway, so what do you think, Paul? I'll go to you this time.
Yep, get it.
What do you think will just suck? Like, will just plain up suck? What do you have no hope for?
Artemis Fowl.
What?
Really?
I think it's going to be an absolute toilet. I think they're already taking too much liberty with the material. And from what I'm seeing of the teasers, it's gonna suck. It's just gonna be a VFX fest, ignoring the books like 70% of the time. I reckon it's gonna be like Stormbreaker. If you've ever seen Stormbreaker, based on the Alex Rider series, if that was based on a book,
I have seen that.
I haven't read that book, but I have read Stormbreaker. and that's what I think.
What liberties are you talking about?
Well, the way they describe the character, Artemis is not how Artemis is in the books at all. Butler's not how he is in the books at all. The location of his house isn't in the books at all. The guns and the weapons that they're using, not in the books at all. I can keep going if you want. There's a lot of stuff.
I'm just waiting
stuff.
For you to talk, like, and that's in the mention teaser. Specifics, like...
Like the gender swapping of the...
Gender swapping
the head elf.
Of... Yeah.
Yeah,
or the race swapping of Butler.
Butler? Yeah, that's what I mean. And also, the biggest thing that was awesome about Artemis Fowl, he wasn't a boy genius. He was a criminal mastermind. As soon as the book started, he is a criminal mastermind. And he's so intimidating because he doesn't react. He always wears a suit. And he, like, it was his vocabulary that threw people off because he's like 11 years old, but he's talking like a mob boss. And in the thing, he's like, he's reacting to stuff, for example, which you think he's not going to do that. He doesn't care.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be trash. Fair.
I love it's been in development for like years. Hey, it's like something like 18 years or something. Yeah.
3 years since Disney announced.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Since the rights were actually, when they initially signed on a director was like 2001.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been in development for years, but not actually actioned or greenlit sort of thing. So, like, this version is obviously been working on for 3 years, but previously there was another director attached and stuff like that. And then, you know, like, it's just been sort of one of those movies that's taken forever to make, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about this? You're doing a little Google search.
Yeah, the book came out in 2001.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there was a director signed on in 2001.
Huh?
I think you are right.
There was a director signed on in 2001 to direct it. Yeah.
The book came out.
Yeah, he's...
But there have been talks about
Lawrence Guterman was signed on in 2001.
Since the book came out.
This.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm watching the trailer again right now.
Since the book came out. Yeah.
Again, and I got to say, like, I disagree with you, Paul. I think it looks great. Yes, there are definitely differences, but I mean, Kenneth Branagh is at the helm of this. Say what you want about him. He did great with Thor, where the story was about two different worlds clashing. And in essence, this is the same. And you got the fantastical side of things and the real world. Like clashing for the first time. Yeah. I think he'll do well. I think he knows how to do this kind of stuff. And honestly, like the trailer to me looks awesome.
I feel like Kenneth Brenner has like a bit of a hit and miss sort thing with him. So like I remember watching the trailer and thinking the kid kind of annoyed me. So I'm not a big fan of the books, so I could still, I don't know, it might be okay.
Well, you were like
30
when they came out, right? When the books were made?
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not your demographic.
Yeah. As someone who's like only 4 years older than you. So you must have been like 26, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so, I just feel like he hasn't really made... Like, he's sort of, some movies are great, some movies are not so great.
Yeah.
The original Thor, I don't think, was a very strong movie overall. I liked it when it first came out, but on, like, rewatching it, it's kind of not, it's not that strong.
Right. Okay.
And I wonder if he'll do a lot of Dutch tilt with it, because that seems to be a thing that he likes.
In the trailer, he's already a character being shown from behind with a revolving shot.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure actually on IMDb there is a character named Dutch Tilt. So
that was a joke. Very funny.
It's not. It's not a really joke. No.
Well, you didn't
anyway, something so, I said. So hopefully maybe the development hell pays off and you're wrong, Paul. But
Josh Gad plays Mulch. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be good. I think, there's just a lot. It looks like it's just going to be yet another Disney VFX fest with no plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I hope to be wrong.
I feel like they've had a few of these movies that are kind of like, I feel like they've had a few of these movies that are kind of like these properties that are really well loved and really like highly sought after properties, but then they've just completely messed them up. So
right. Like Marvel.
I think there'll be a few that are still like, but the thing with Marvel though, is that Marvel is still the company that's, you know, pushing forward, even though it's owned by Disney, the rights and the actual creative license and the creative decisions that are being made are from Marvel itself. So I think that's why it kind of works and is kind of exempt from from the curse of being adapted.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yeah. I didn't expect you to poke holes in my joke, but whatever.
Sorry.
You're using that word.
All right. Okay. Just because you say it's a joke doesn't make it a joke. You know that, right?
That is how it happened. That's how it works.
Oh, all right.
You know?
Okay, cool.
It's like whenever you know that guy who's like, hey, I'm the funny guy. And you're like, you are not funny at all.
If you say you're not
the funny guy, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it's like, but when what, I said I was I the funny guy, it was a joke, so.
That's what I find like hilarious whenever I run into someone that tells me that they're a professional in something and I'm like, No, that's not the case. I had someone come up to me once and they're like, yeah, I do this for a living, but I'm also a professional actor. And I was like,
nope.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Unless they're really loosely hanging to the definition of professional.
That's the problem,
Hungry Jack's ad.
Yeah. But anybody that like, you're either an actor or you're not. You're not a professional actor. Like, nobody refers to themselves as a professional.
It's like saying, we're video editors, but we're also professional podcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not.
We podcast.
But yeah, very anyways, in this podcast
that we're not professional podcasters.
We just double check Robert Downey Jr.'s IMDb page. Robert Downey Jr. is a professional actor. Works at
Wow. Oh, yeah,
he's known
correct.
For such great right. movies as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man, Iron Man 2. That is
all. Iron Man 3.
He's known by many.
Anyways.
For his professionalism. Anyway.
All right. So, Dean, what do you think?
Clinic.
What?
That's where he went for drug rehabilitation.
Oh.
It's funny.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It is funny. People will laugh because I'm the funny guy.
No.
I'm sure Robert.
Yeah. See, Dean, I made a joke.
I'm glad you let us know.
Okay. So that's how a professional does
great
it.
Great joke then, Paul.
Thanks, Jason. Back to you, Dean.
Okay.
Back to you, Dean. What do you think will suck this year?
How's traffic?
Dean.
Oh, my goodness. Probably this podcast. What?
Oh.
Anyway.
What?
Okay, no,
was
no.
Is that a joke? I can't tell. Did you tell us if it's a joke?
Jason, were you laughing?
I was deathly serious.
I wasn't laughing.
I wasn't laughing. It must have been a joke.
It wasn't. Cheers. I like to go to girl class and make jokes.
All right. Well, while you guys are enjoying your beers, I'm going to continue on with the podcast. So,
Okay. What do you think will suck?
Well, the thing is, I think I might also break the rules tonight and come with two. But
nice.
It's okay because
we're meant to have a short podcast, right?
Yeah. But that was a joke. So
a Jason anyway. Size podcast.
Oh, was that a joke? You didn't say joke after. Sorry. So I'm just super offended.
I was seriously offended.
Fun size.
Again, a joke, or am I actually fun sized?
Your size.
The word fun is throwing me off, but yeah, sure.
Funny size?
Your size.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right.
Got out of hand for a sec there. Carry on, dude.
Yeah, you really did.
All right, cool.
Give us your 12 choices.
What do you think will suck? Yep.
Okay.
Your one choice for the year that will suck.
My one of many choices of the year that will suck. Dark Phoenix.
That's my one. Okay, cool.
Did you steal
yours?
Yeah,
that's going to suck. Yeah, you stole mine.
Sorry,
yeah.
That's okay.
You can steal mine. My other one.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Jason, you could have Dark Phoenix.
Thank you.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, why do you think it'll suck? Okay. Let us know.
Honestly, all right. First of all, obviously, we have seen this story before. And was not
and
done
we've
well.
Seen it poorly done, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I also sent you a link to my other one if you want to have a bit of heads up. But
no, yeah, cool. Oh, that could be awesome. I didn't even know they were making another one. Are you serious?
Wait until you see
what,
who's
Dark
in
Dark Phoenix?
It.
No,
Paul's seen the link, but you just saw who's in it? Okay, fine. We'll go to Dark Phoenix later, but the link that I just sent you, Jace, which was the other movie that I'm very much
that's
looking
gonna
forward
suck.
To. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was coming out this year, but no, you go with the second, you go with Charlie's Angels.
All right, Charlie's Angels, reboot of Charlie's Angels coming out this year. You're like, I love Charlie's Angels. Yeah. You know, the first one was fun, you know, the second one sucked or whatever. And then you find out who's
Full Throttle was a great movie.
It was Toilet Man.
What?
It was absolute toilet.
You're just flashing me out.
How are they? Yeah.
All right. But
are they actually, like, these aren't meant to be good movies at all.
It felt like it didn't.
Naomi Scott in it. She was really good in Power Rangers.
Yes, but it also has Kristen Stewart in this. And that is the main reason why I'm very concerned about this movie.
We get to and see also, the many emotions of Kristen Stewart. All of them ranging from slightly amused to slightly annoyed.
Yeah.
To passive.
Which is...
to staring to blankly Seabiscuit. At a wall.
Look...
Yeah.
I'm doing a really good impression right now of what she looks like, and I'm going hysterically at it.
Professional acting there,
Thank
Jason.
You.
That's it does have Patrick
Thank you.
Stewart.
I'm a professional actor. You don't know that about me, I am.
Anyway.
But I also wash cars.
My day job is actually washing cars, but I'm a professional actor of the nighttime.
All right. Elizabeth Banks is in Charlie's Angels, and she's also directing.
She's also directing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Elizabeth Banks, she's great, but also Pitch Perfect 2, which I believe she directed, wasn't that great.
And did she direct that? Okay.
Mm. Oh, actually, 3 was okay.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, but, that's not too bad.
Look. It could be good, but I am not interested in this movie at all. And it has stars one of my least favorite people.
In the world. It does. I can't Patrick say Stewart. That I was ever.
What was that?
It has what?
Patrick Stewart's in it.
Patrick Stewart's in it.
He's listed as Bosley.
Yeah.
But then so is Elizabeth Banks. And so is this guy who
Jimon Hounsou.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jimon.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
He's having a cracker of a year. He's like every bad guy in every like superhero movie this year, pretty much. So like he's doing well. Like, oh well, actually he wasn't even a bad guy in Aquaman. It was just one of the other nations, right?
Just the guy being a dude.
But I have no interest in watching this movie. This is just sort of one of those movies that is just not even on my radar. Yeah. Mainly, I wasn't a big fan of Charlie's Angels of like the other versions. So
I enjoyed the first one. The second one, honestly, like, you know, it might have been done intentionally, but I just did not get the joke and I was not impressed at all. So anyway, not interested in this movie. I think it's going to suck. But also, so is Dark Phoenix. For other reasons.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix. Well, that's my one. I feel like with Dark Phoenix, it sort of, they haven't made a good, like X-Men with all the ensemble sort of thing. They haven't made a good X-Men movie for years. I don't remember the last one. I feel like even going right back to X-Men 2, no, but you know, with the ensemble, not Logan's great. Logan was great because it's just like the solo outing. No, I didn't actually. I'm one of those. I didn't like Days of Future Past either. Oh. Like, I wasn't a big fan of that. I definitely didn't like Apocalypse. I thought that was terrible.
That's fair.
Sucked.
Yeah.
But look, you go.
Yeah. The last one that I thought was actually good was X-Men 2. Like, that goes right back for the ensemble. Like, obviously, Logan's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it sort of steps outside of that. But I don't have high hopes for Dark Phoenix, unfortunately. And it's unfortunate because it's such a good story arc.
It really is.
That could be really good.
And they've wrecked it before in The Last Stand. And so, you know, I was like, well, hey, you know, a couple of years later, or 10 years later or whatever. Yeah, that was cheers. A couple of years later, we'll try to redo it. Hey, best way to redo it. How about we get the guy from The Last Stand back to write and direct this one? You know, that's going to be a winning combination.
Right. So it was one of the writers, wasn't it?
Simon Kingberg.
It's not Brett Ratner. I'm like,
Simon Kingberg, who wrote The Last Stand. Is back to write, you know, redo his mistake.
Fair enough.
I have like my comic book genealogy growing up is very, it's weird. Like the things I started reading younger was X-Men. X-Men was like X-Men, Spider-Man, and Fantastic Four were my first sort of foray into the comics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, aside from Spider-Man, a lot of those movies suck. And I really would love to have another. I still think First Class was good, but I'd love to have just more good X-Men movies. Even if they, man, if Marvel ever got the rights back to them, there was this huge story arc they did a few years ago where it was like, it was Avengers versus X-Men and they were fighting for Dark Phoenix. They were fighting for Phoenix to try, and so the Avengers wanted to get her to control her and to like subdue her because of the powers that she has. But the X-Men were protecting her. It was wild. It was so good.
That is awesome.
It was full on.
Yeah.
The other thing about this movie, Sophie Turner. Yeah. Like she does. She's great in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But well,
she is now
Apocalypse. Yeah. She as Jean Grey in X-Men Apocalypse. She was quite underwhelming, and I don't think she's going to be able to carry a movie, especially playing this. You know, the, I guess the double persona thing. I could be wrong, but
yeah.
I think she's going to underwhelm in this role.
But yeah.
We'll see. I unfortunately do agree with you with that. I think that it just based off Apocalypse, it just it was a bit underwhelming. And she has like a minor transition into the sort of Phoenix character at the end of Apocalypse, and it doesn't really, it just doesn't work. It just, that movie in general, though, was crap. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. This movie's going to suck. Dark Phoenix is going
to
be terrible.
Not looking forward to it.
I can't even, okay. Hey, it's Paul, one of those things that I will probably watch, but maybe not at the cinemas.
Unless I hear really good things about it, which might make me go. Anyway, moving on to
maybe Paul. We should do a review on it because it'll at least make a good podcast. that's something.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you, Paul? Have we
done me? Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, you've done
me. Crap.
Yeah.
Oh,
crap. Yeah, because I was like, sorry. I was like, why are we going back to Paul?
I mean, I've got more.
Hobbs
and Shaw? What the hell?
Oh, you're not looking forward to that.
Are you serious? No, you're not looking forward to Hobbs and Shaw? Yeah, I was like, I thought that was going to be like your number one or whatever.
Wow, that would have been controversial.
Oh, they're breaking up the family. That's why I hate it.
No, love it.
Yeah. I think Hobbs and Shaw is actually going to be pretty awesome.
I think so too. It's going to be great.
Because
it's going to be one of those, just like, we need another category where it's like movies that you're excited to see, but I think are going to suck, but it's still going to be good nonetheless.
And it's like
Hobbs and Shaw and Detective Pikachu are right there.
Yeah.
There's the kind of the good kind of bad, like the ones that you... No, you go in there not having high expectations, but you know that you're going to probably enjoy. Oh, man, that movie. Unfortunately, that didn't actually land on any level. Like it would have been great as a really bad movie.
Yes.
Like, but yeah, it's just a crap movie.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, what? I didn't even know this was happening. But it's another one of those gender swap movies, reboots. And one that we all definitely saw coming. What Men Want.
Yeah, Men Want. Yeah. And that there has been some reviews come out for that, and it is currently at like 2.8 on IMDb.
Out of 100.
I'm looking forward to that one.
That's really easy. That's a really easy answer. We're not that difficult.
I know. That's what I thought. Like, I thought when they were like, What Men Want? What is this, a 2-second movie?
Credits.
that's it. Done. Yeah. So it's like, 2.6 out of 10. It's currently rated on IMDb. Yeah, and it has actually come out. So it has come out in some places. It comes out next week for us.
Pretty basic gender to read, just say.
Yes. Yeah. But if anything really didn't deserve a remake or reboot or sequel, whatever this is,
it's what
Women Want. Like, that was never a good movie to begin with.
We're going to start this new trend. It's like we're going to get What Men Want. You've got FaceTime.
You've got female.
You've got female. Well, I'm trying to. Oh, yeah. That's funny. That is funny. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But it's just there's a lot of like, like why would and who like why I just don't understand the whole reasoning behind actually making this movie.
It befuddles me because too.
Can't wait for next year's Joan Wick. Anyway.
Joan Wick.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, well, I think we've already actually had that with Charlize Theron's Atomic Blonde.
Okay.
Which was actually directed by the same director, right? Like as
What Chad Men Want.
As John Wick, right? Or like he did like the stunts or something on it. Like I'm sure he directed it. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh. It was one of the directors, I think. It was a different director. Yeah, sorry. So it was one of the... It was actually directed by one of the co-directors on John Wick. He was uncredited. So he did like a lot of the stunts and he directed Deadpool 2.
Oh.
I haven't got to see it yet, but apparently it's pretty awesome. So I'm keen to actually check that out. And... It's been out for nearly 2 years now, so it's pretty sad that I haven't seen it yet.
A little bit. You're losing your touch.
Yeah. Anyways, so that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and it just helps us to keep the lights on. Yeah, $1. The lights on. And... if you want to support the show, but you can't support us financially, just review us and give us a 5-star review.
A great review on iTunes.
iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to us on right
Especially
now.
Especially iTunes.
It just really helps to boost the exposure of the show and just get us out there. So that really helps us.
It's worth more than
jump
money.
Onto our. Actually, it probably is at this stage. It does.
Money's good.
Really help us
out.
Yes, for sure.
Especially if you want a t-shirt.
Woohoo! Congratulations to Trish.
Congrats. If you want to be involved in any of our competitions or any of our polls or anything like that, or just in general, want to shoot us a comment, jump onto our Facebook page at Nerds Before Birds. We're on there. We're also on Instagram. We post regularly on Instagram and Twitter as well. So Nerds Before Bird on Twitter, Nerds Before Birds on everything else.
That's correct.
As well as our YouTube channel that we, every now and again, we upload a new video on there. So
we may have a video coming up
soon, hopefully. Yeah.
But I guess we won't say anything.
Don't hold your breath.
In case we abandon the idea.
Thank you.
Could be
which is definitely a possibility, but let's do it.
We can do this.
Okay.
We're locking in.
When?
There's going to be a video soon. We're going to show you. It's not going to be as entertaining as the podcast, but we're just going to give you a brief insight into how we make a podcast. So
What?
No, I promise.
Okay.
Paul promises to make a video.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool.
Paul's going to make a video,
so
guys.
That brings us to the end of this show. Bye from me.
Bye.
Bye. We've been doing this for like 40 episodes. I still can't say goodbye.
All right.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.